Welcome to my new OG Podcast Network, Let Me Tell You. And coming up today, a great guest, Nathan Lee Graham, who's got a brand new sitcom on Fox, From LA to Vegas. And it's a hoot. And he is great. So you're going to have a good time meeting him. He's on his way. Hi, everyone. Joan Hamburg here. Happy to share my Let Me Tell You podcast. We keep calling it a new podcast. It's sort of, it's not old yet, but you can find it. If you're there, you already found it. But tell your friends, OGPodcastNetwork.com or Facebook and Twitter. We're all there, and we bring you great stuff. I share my week's adventures before we get to introduce you to our guest or guest. This week, I called a car service to get to work because I always drag a bag of books behind me. And since most subways in New York do not have working escalators, I hate going up and down those stairs dragging that stuff. So I called, you ever see that ad for a car service, 666 Carmel? Everyone's frolicking, dancing on the street, and they happily pile into the cars. Well, forget it, dear hearts. I've had this happen with this particular service so many times. But the other day, when I had a very early schedule, early taping schedule, we had so much work to do, I called them the day before, made a reservation, waiting to dance my way into my happy car, and no one shows up. So I call the guy. What happened to 666? Oh, he's going to be late, about 15 minutes. Why didn't you call me? Well, we haven't gotten to it yet. I say, yeah, so I'm outside freezing, waiting for a car that isn't going to come. Anyway, oh, he'll be there in 15 minutes. I hang up. Phone rings 5 minutes later. Oh, we forgot to tell you, we have no drivers. He can't come. I said, you waited now? You're supposed to pick me up 15 minutes ago. Anyway, I don't want to be a whiner and complain, but you know what? Really annoying. And that's why all these guys are losing out to Lyft, to Juno, to Uber, and to yellow cabs. Because what you see on television promoting the happy family is not so. And I was really annoyed. At any rate, let me give you a couple of thoughts. Did I ever tell you about one of our favorite adventures? My daughter Lizzie lived in Japan. And so we have all been oriented to that part of the world. And it was Lizzie years ago that took me to the Matsuwa, M-A-T-S-U-W-A marketplace on River Road in Edgewater, New Jersey. It is so much fun. It's a Japanese supermarket that you can get everything. Like I said to someone when I walked in, I want to make sukiyaki, a famous Japanese dish with paper-thin sliced, like Kobe beef or steak. Within 2 minutes, they showed me everything. The market is spectacular. Fish, if you're a vegetarian, you'll be in heaven. And what we loved, we drove there. It's right south of Fort Lee, a huge food court and a strip mall of Japanese stores. So I ate my way through every stall. Dumpling heaven, really delicious. And ramen, if you've never had ramen from Santuka, oh my gosh, this is a franchise that's all over Japan. And the only location here is at the Matsuwa Marketplace. Absolutely delicious ramen. And you really should try it. Don't worry about language because you order from pictures, you know, which is typical when you go to Japan or in China. After we ate our way through the food court, we took a wonderful walk along the Hudson River shoreline and then ended back at the mall with Japanese stores. And we bought little tea sets and they have Japanese cosmetics, everything. So it's a great adventure. Call 201-941-9113 to get directions or take a bus from Port Authority. bus terminal in New York. And I want you to mention something else. On our show, I talked about going to see Hello, Dolly again. I don't know how many times I've seen it, with Bernadette Peters. Guys, I had the time of my life. Honest to God, it was exhilarating being there. The audience stood up and cheered after every number. Imagine going to a show like shows used to be. No meaning of meaning, no death and dying. Laughs, fun, gorgeous line, beautiful costumes, Bernadette Peters, love, energy, just daydreams. Everyone who walked out of that show was like skipping in joy. It's a lot of fun. Then we get called frequently, not only on theater, where to eat in the theater district, how to get tickets, but we want to dance. It's our anniversary. It's our birthday. Is there any place left? So guess what? I went back to the Manhattan Ballroom Society. Here's a group that offers group classes, private instruction, social dances on Friday nights, and they have classes in many places, including a bunch in the city. And they welcome every age. You can be young, you can be old, you can be single, you can be a couple. And it's very reasonable. You can take a course, you can just go for the night. And I get the biggest kick out of it. And there are social hours. So you love dancing and you want to meet people who love dancing? This is one of the great things to do. You know, when I was a kid, you could go to any major hotel in New York, and they had dancing. It was so civilized. You'd have a cocktail and dinner. There'd be an orchestra. It doesn't happen anymore. And a lot of the clubs, ridiculous. They have these scary-looking bouncers who stand outside, and you have to be like a Kardashian to get in. Not at the Manhattan Ballroom Society. You can be your own Kardashian, and it's a lot of fun. Meanwhile, I have a great show for you coming up today. You are really going to enjoy it. Wonderful talent, an actor, a comedian, Nathan Lee Graham. You'll know him when you see him. In fact, he was in one of my kids' movies a long time ago. So, and just shows you, I didn't remember that he was in it until we met him. And then all of a sudden, it all came back. But he's got a hot new sitcom that's out. So you're going to meet him and have a ball. Stay tuned, everyone. Love having you as part of the podcast. Welcome to my new Let Me Tell You podcast on the OG Podcast Network. Easy to find. I can't wait for you to meet my guest, Nathan Lee Graham. He's a wonderful actor, funny as can be. He's in a new Fox sitcom called From L.A. to Vegas. You know, actually, a lot of people take that flight, go L.A. to Vegas. So it's based on reality. You know, that's what I have a lot of friends who... That's where they go because they love to eat there. People don't realize Vegas, people just go sometimes for food. It's a great destination. And by the way, Nathan, you can remember from a zillion movies and TV, but Zoolander, do you know that my kid wrote Zoolander?
What?
John Hamburg.
I love John Hamburg. As a matter of fact, I said to myself, I wonder if Joan is related to John.
That's my baby. My poor baby. When my kids were little, I used them. I was on the air so much that they were caricatures, and they didn't like it. And Nathan, a Grammy-winning performer from Zoolander, Todd, one of the great characters, Will Farrow's sidekick, HBO, Broadway, and, of course, this brand-new series opposite Dylan McDermott. So let's talk about everything, Nathan. What a great adventure you've been having.
Oh, my God, Joan. First of all, you are a New York institution, so it's a pleasure to talk with you this morning. It's actually morning out here in Los Angeles.
Yes.
And it's almost, I think it's afternoon in New York City.
Of course. And it's always morning in L.A. and always afternoon in New York.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm always terrified to leave around New Year's because I say to people all the time, I want to be in New York for New Year's because we start everything. So, you know.
Right. That's for sure. But L.A.'s been good to you.
Oh, it's been very good to me. I love it. I love it. Love it. Love it.
I know. My kid loves it, too. I keep saying, what do you love about it? He loves everything. The weather, the work.
Yeah, you know, here's the thing. I'm not a sort of L.A. against New York person. It's like, wherever I am, I'm happy. Uh-huh. But if I had my druthers, you know, I prefer New York because I love to walk.
And you love the energy of it.
I do.
No, it's high. L.A., it's different. I love it. Whenever I go to L.A., I can't believe, you know, in New York, you try to get a restaurant reservation at 8 o'clock, and they're like, oh, please, you know, 5 o'clock or midnight. In L.A., because it's such an early call town, that people eat 6 o'clock. So what we consider in New York not good is hot in L.A.
Exactly.
But more important to you, Nathan.
Yes, L.A. to Vegas.
Let's talk about that first. Really funny, and it certainly changes the way you look at flight attendants and people of that, and poor beleaguered pilot.
Well, you know, it's been such a wonderful, literally a wonderful ride, because with all the madness that's going on in the world, it's so good for people to tune in and just have a laugh, you know, for 22 minutes. And I feel like if we do that, we've done our jobs. And the things that happen on these flights from L.A. to Vegas and Vegas to L.A. are all based in truth.
I can't believe that. I mean, people died like me. It's hard to imagine that this stuff happens, but it happens.
It happens all the time. And, of course, we embellish and, like, blow things up, but they're all based in truth. That's why it's so funny. Yeah. And that's why so many people can tune in and get a laugh at any point throughout the show. And it's good for everybody. So the whole family from the kids to the grandparents can enjoy the show.
And, you know, when a TV series comes to light, it's almost like a miracle these days, right? You know, a show gets picked up, you hold your breath, how long, how many episodes?
Especially on network television, which is almost a relic. I mean, it's like a diamond in the rough. It's like, you know, with all the streaming services, which is lovely, too, because you can watch our show on Hulu or Fox Now. But it's just such a rare diamond to have a network sitcom, you know, of a good old-fashioned sitcom.
Yeah, on a regular station.
On a regular station that anyone can watch. So it's lovely. It's great.
And I'm really happy for you. I saw you in Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Oh, you saw me play Misunderstanding.
I did. What a hoot.
Oh, my God. It was so much fun. Guess what? I did all of the performances. I never missed. I did 645 performances in a row.
I hope you got a prize for that. At least got to keep the costumes.
I got a herniated disc is what I got.
Yeah, no good deed, right?
Right.
Yeah, and of course, the Wild Party. You've done so much great stuff. How did you get started? I forgot. I remember reading about it a while ago.
Well, you know, it's weird because the first thing that I did, I was a glorified extra in, believe it or not, The Bad News Bears Go to Japan with Walter Matthau and James Warden.
Oh, my gosh.
This was back in the late 70s, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm old.
No, and, you're not.
Oh, but I love it, though. I love having started then. And then my first sort of gig was a Munchkin in The Wiz, in the touring company of The Wiz, when they came to Los Angeles. So that's when it all sort of started in the late 70s for me, and I've been going ever since.
And how did Zoolander really occur? You met Ben at something? Ben Stiller?
Well, guess what happened? Ben Stiller came to see the final performance of The Wild Party. It was a Sunday in June, and we were closing. It was a matinee, and we were closing. The very next day, he calls my agent and says, hey, I'm doing this film. It's called Zoolander. It's based on a character I did on VH1. And I don't really have a script yet, but I'd like Nathan to play the role of Todd, and I haven't really written it yet, but do you think he'd be interested? And I said, are you kidding? My show just closed yesterday. So that's how that all happened.
That must have been fun to shoot, too.
Oh, it was a hoot. An absolute hoot. So much stuff happened that day, particularly one of my more famous scenes about the foamy latte splashed in my face. That day was the day that Bush Gore was happening. So it was a snowy day in New York, and at the beginning of the shoot, because it was such a long day, Gore had sort of won Florida, but then by the end of the shoot, there was some discrepancy.
Of course.
We were like, what the hell is going on?
I know, and we're still saying the same thing. What the hell is going on?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Everything changes and nothing changes.
I know.
We're sort of there, which is why it's so important for people like Nathan Lee Graham to work all the time and entertain us.
Well, you know, that's my service. That's my duty. And I feel like playing a flight attendant is just like being an actor. You sort of have to feel the crowd and see what the temperature is and know who you're playing to and be there to help out.
That's for sure. But music also plays such a large role in your life.
Oh, it does. It really does. I was fortunate to be a part of a wonderful classical album in 2005, and we won 7 Grammys.
Yeah, you won Best Classical Album. Can't believe that.
Yeah,
and others.
Yeah, and it was just quite amazing that I had this whole other life that people in Los Angeles don't really even know about, to be honest.
Mm.
You know, the whole musical side of me. I'm such a musical theater nerd, so I just love it, and I'm just so grateful that all of these things have come my way.
Well, we're so happy for you, but I bet you're working your fanny off.
I really am. That's how I stay in shape.
Every day, are you working like on a daily basis?
With this show, because of the constraints of the actual plane
right.
itself,
I don't know how you do that.
I have to be on the set every day. So I work 5 days a week, 6 to 6 usually.
Wow. So you have to get up at 5 in the morning.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if you could see this face at 5 in the morning, no one wants to see that.
No.
It's a mirror on the wall.
Oh, my gosh. And what do you do, really, to keep in shape and to keep your energy up? Because you don't get a time off.
No, I really don't. But, you know, I do eat well. I have great genes. My parents, thank God for them.
Uh-huh.
And I take care of my skin, you know. I have a whole skin regimen that I just do in the morning and at night.
What do you do?
I guess the key components is to keep it hydrated,
right,
and to moisturize and to exfoliate. So I do that every day.
And you look good.
Thank you so much.
We should all do that. I'm going to think about that. You know, the worst thing is, as I'm getting older and older, weird things are appearing on my skin. And the joys. It's really tough, honey. Old age is not for sissies, as they say.
Yes, that's what Betty Davis said. You know, it's like sometimes I get up in the morning and I say, oh, my God, Neil Armstrong has landed on my face. You know, there's a crater here. You know.
Oh, believe me, I understand. Which is why, you know, it's very hard for women to buy bathing suits. Mail order catalogs have understood that. The mirrors are definitely defective. If I owned a department store, I would have special mirrors that made every woman look like size 6, even though they protest. You know, we have to be well adjusted to what we are. I'll take size 6 in the mirror.
Size 6 is a great size, but I'll tell you what I do, Joan. I carry around a fan, a cheesecloth, some Vaseline, and an amber gel.
So, what's that?
An amber gel is like these little cellophane gels that they put in lights for the stage,
right.
And it just calms you down. So,
you know what? I think you're going to become my new teacher, my guru.
We have to have dinner when I get back to the city.
I'd love to do that. Hopefully, a time when Johnny is here.
Yes, oh, that would be great.
Okay, you'll teach us how to look
absolutely
really great and get that amber light. All the best to you, Nathan. Congratulations on your new series. We'll talk LA to Vegas. And you guys can all see it. It's the new Fox sitcom. And it's Tuesday nights at 9 o'clock in our market. All the best.
Yeah.
We'll talk
Thank
again.
Thank you so much.